It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. A grant from the State Health Department enables UW Green Bay to launch the Wisconsin Caregiver Academy. Wisconsin seeks to train 10,000 people as certified direct care professionals in a free program to address a caregiver shortage. Be part of this discussion, calling in with a question or comments at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Kevin Coughlin is a policy initiative advisor in the Division of Medicaid Services at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Kevin, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks, Kate. It's great to be here.
Good morning. And Jamie Kuhn here, director of this Division of Medicaid Services at the agency. Jamie, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Jamie, let's start with you. The state health figures cite a need for 20,000 more professional caregivers by next year. Why set a goal of training 10,000 people as certified direct care professionals?
Well, Kate, thanks for having me. I think just a little context. I think just want to make sure that listeners understand that, you know, Governor Tony Evers, back when he took office, created a governor's task force on caregiving because he understood, as we all do, the importance of this profession, the importance of making sure that Wisconsin residents and families have access to the care they need in their home and in their community. And so as we all understand, the industry, the workforce is a hugely important issue right now. We are able to utilize and work towards innovative solutions to make sure that we are continuing to support our direct caregivers who, as you know, really are the backbone of our communities and making sure that our families have what they need so they can stay in their community and in their homes. And so, you know, we have to set a goal and we want to try to train as many individuals as we can. If we exceed that goal, that also would be equally exciting. But we also know, again, that if we're going to make sure our residents stay healthy and safe, that we are going to need to support our caregivers who, again, are working directly with our families in the community.
Kevin, Wisconsin, this Jamie leads into it, has this new online program then to boost the caregiver workforce. How does this free training program work?
Yeah, so it's going to be all fully accessible via online learning. And we've done our partners, University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, has really done a great job of putting together a curriculum that will give the individual the really broad skills to be able to work with a lot of different people with disabilities or our elderly individuals, to keep them, you know, really living their best life in their own homes and their community. So it's 14 different competencies that they'll learn. And the nice part is that with it being online, anybody in the state will have access to it. And it's on demand so that they can do it at their own pace. They can, you know, if it's going to take a little bit longer, you know, that's fine. We're just there to help support them through this education journey of theirs. And then, you know, once they complete it, they take a proctored online virtual exam and they then go on our registry.
What comes up for me, though, is that caregiving, it's deeply personal, direct care. I mean, it's human to human. Can a digital certification training program, can that adequately prepare people for a real hands-on environment?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, we did a lot of research on this, and we've learned a lot during the pandemic, and especially the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. You know, they're really experts in curriculum development and getting training out to individuals. And they've put in place a lot of different techniques to make it more of a almost one-on-one experience as they're taking their training. But this is not, this training is not like everything that they're going to need. Mm-hmm. You know, the providers and agencies that they work for are also going to have to, you know, provide additional support and training. And then we have another part of our scope of work where we're, our certification will be linking to other micro-credentials. And those micro credentials might be additionally training that will get a little bit more in depth on the skills that they need as they're out in those community placements.
Kevin Coughlin with us, Policy Initiative Advisor in the Division of Medicaid Services. Jamie Kuhn is here, Director of the Division at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, as we look more deeply at the caregiver workforce and how to add more people to it. You can join in 800-642-1234 by asking a question, sharing comments. Let's go to Tiffany in Nakusa. Tiffany, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was a CNA about 10 years ago, and it was a super rewarding job. I worked at a long-term care facility that also worked with rehab patients after surgeries and really enjoyed the job, but it was a super difficult job, very challenging. And as the for-profit ownership took over and stuff, it got more and more challenging trying to meet the needs of more patients. And honestly, the pay just wasn't enough to take care of my family, so I ended up cross-training into ultrasound because it just paid better. And I think long-term, I saw a lot of people doing that over the years, just cross-training out to find something else that paid better for the amount of effort that they were putting into. So I wonder if maybe we just need to have a cultural shift into just seeing about increasing the pay for that type of position.
Tiffany, thank you for sharing your personal story about being a CNA. Jamie, very rewarding, but at the end of the day, the salary couldn't provide for Tiffany's family. What are your insights there?
Yeah, thank you, Tiffany. Really, really appreciate you sharing that. I mean, we absolutely agree that, and this is one step in that process, right? We want to make sure that workers, direct care workers, have the professional supports that they need, so they actually can also gain credentials that ideally would lead to additional pay. And I think we also have been working with Governor Tony Evers to make sure that we are continuing to push measures that would increase pay for direct care workers. Really directly to Tiffany's point, that these are individuals who are compassionate, hardworking people who care about the community and are doing this work because they really do want to support our family members, and we believe that they should be valued, and that includes through pay that is commensurate with the work that they are doing.
Kevin, the new online certification program, it does include a $500 bonus for people who become certified, stay employed for 6 months. Are bonuses currently incentivizing people to sign up?
Yeah, we think so. You know, our program just started middle of July, so we've already have over 2,000 individuals that have signed up, and they're ready to start their new career. So we, in the program that we were in, similar to this, back in 2018, where we were a very similar project to get people into CNAs and to work in nursing homes, we had a similar bonus program. And what we've heard from many caregivers is that you know, it wasn't everything. It wasn't the main thing that got them there, but it was very, it was a big thing for them. You know, $500 that they didn't have before that, that they could use for themselves or to help their family. And we felt it strongly that that was a good incentive to get people at least to think about it and to try this career.
Kevin Coughlin is Policy Initiative Advisor in the Division of Medicaid Services at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Jamie Kuhn, Director of the Division at the agency, as we explore the need for caregivers in our state. Call in with a question, share comments, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The State Health Department cites one in four direct caregiver positions is vacant. We check in on efforts to train thousands of people to become certified direct care workers through free training. Call in with a question, share a perspective, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Kevin Coughlin is a policy initiative advisor in the Division of Medicaid Services at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, and Jamie Kuhn is director of that division. Jamie, 88% of Americans prefer at-home assistance over nursing homes. That is according to a survey in 2021 by the Associated Press and the Center for Public Affairs Research. Is demand for at-home caregivers growing here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think unequivocally, yes. We are, and as the population continues to age, we know that this is an important priority for individuals in Wisconsin and across the country. And we are working really hard on many, many initiatives related to providing services for individuals in their home and in their community. And it will continue to grow, and we will continue to need to be innovative in this space. And we are very fortunate that we were able to use American Rescue Plan dollars to support a number of initiatives in this space where we are working to support people through home and community-based services. And this program also is not just for individuals who are receiving that care through Medicaid, but also in the private sector. So we are collaborating with many partners, and that's what it's gonna take as we see an increase in the need. We're gonna continue to need to collaborate, and that this program is really the epitome of how collaboration can work throughout the state to ensure that we are recruiting more individuals to care for our family members.
Kevin, students who are certified through the online program can automatically join the Certified Direct Care Professional Registry. How does this connection benefit employers who need these workers?
Yeah, so part of this project is also to what we created was a IT portal called WISC Caregiver Connections. And it's a way that both our certified direct care professionals and our employers, the agencies and providers that are out there, can connect together. So each of them joins the portal, and they can find each other. And then we also are going to have additional resources to help support the certified direct care professionals in their career path, and then also support providers to, I think it's important that we have a culture of that really thrives on supporting the caregivers once they're there. You know, we can get them trained and we can get them in their door, but it's really the providers and the agencies that have to, create an environment where people really want to work there and they want to, take care of the people in our state. So
retention is so key because, otherwise this pipeline, you continually have to bring more people in. And, we've been watching the WISC Caregiver Careers Program as it's evolving in these years, trying to meet these challenges in healthcare staffing. I just wonder, Kevin, how effective is this type of program model to address the workforce shortage of caregivers?
Well, we're seeing it as a very successful model, and I think other states are looking at Wisconsin. I was recently at a national conference for home and community-based services, and we were featured on three different panels because of some of the innovation that we're doing here in Wisconsin related to the workforce, because, kind of everybody's scratching their head trying to figure out what do we do. And I think, we're really taking a comprehensive approach to this. As Jamie indicated, we have lots of partners that we're working with. We're working with the Department of Public Instruction and the Department of Workforce Development with youth apprenticeship programs and career pathways for young high school kids to think about this as a career.
I wonder, Jamie, another component you mentioned with the federal funding from ARPA, the American Rescue Plan Act, is funding this new state program to help people live at home independently. It's a pilot program, the Independent Living Pilot Program. How is this initiative supporting seniors?
Yeah, great question. Thank you. We are through the independent living support pilot, we are providing resources for individuals to through the assistance of our local ADRCs. And we are working to ensure that they have resources so they can fulfill some needs to stay in their home. So whether it is specialized medical equipment, assistive technology, home and vehicle modifications, we are allowing individuals to receive resources through this funding. And we are analyzing very closely what those needs are and how we're filling the gap. And we believe that this will be a really successful program that people will want to continue because, again, it really highlights the need for people that with some support, they are able to stay in their homes and live in their community, which, as you said earlier, is really what individuals are looking for.
And so this program partners with local aging and disability resource centers.
Yes, sorry,
No,
correct.
that's okay. We're talking about training caregivers and growing Wisconsin's caregiver workforce. We have Jamie Kuhn and Kevin Coughlin with the State Health Department. You can join in with your questions and comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. We touched on this just a bit earlier, but I want to kind of circle back here because Vicki from Wausau called in, and Vicki is really concerned about a hands-on component of the caregiver training program through an online program and is wondering about, you know, where does the hands-on component happen? Jamie is, or Kevin, can you field that?
Yeah, so we have there are a number of videos that individuals take that show some of that hands-on experience that a caregiver will need in their work. But we also then are expecting the providers to, you know, it's kind of a handoff to the providers when they get the job to really have more of that one-on-one, hands-on experience and examples of what's needed. Because really, it's hard to do a training that will meet everybody's needs. You know, there's so many people that have individual needs in the community, and that's really the expectation is the provider and the agency need to do that one-on-one, you know, what care is needed for the individuals that they'll be taking care of. But we do feel strongly that they're going to have some very good kind of universal worker skills and abilities when they've completed this certification. And then again, we're going to have some of these micro credentials, and some of those might be actual in-person training that individuals will receive, and they'll have those additional credentials on their resume.
Jamie, turning to the family care program, the Medicaid long-term care program getting $89 million this summer, and funds will raise wages for both personal care workers and direct care workers. What do you hope this effort accomplishes?
Yeah, I think just to everyone's earlier points, as you know, we know that these the work that these individuals do, direct care providers do, is invaluable. And we agree that they should be able to make a living and provide this compassionate, intimate service that, as we know, the need is just going to increase. So we hope that it will show anyone that is interested and those who are in the profession that there are the administration is supportive of the work they do, and we will continue to work hard to address their wages and value that work.
Kevin, what is the message for state lawmakers in advocating for caregivers?
Well, I think, you know, we have so many people that depend on these caregivers. And, you know, I think one of the things I'm most proud of in this process is creating a certified direct care professional and getting the word professional into that title because of the importance of their work and the value that we need to have. And I think this is a topic that, you know, everybody understands. We have to have caregivers across our state to keep people in their homes, in their community. So I think we've seen a lot of interest, kind of across the aisle. Everybody has an interest in trying to help this workforce. So we're hopeful. We think that we're going to have a lot of data and information that we can give to lawmakers to help them make good decisions on the future of this program.
Jamie and Kevin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you,
It's an
Kate.
honor to be here.
Jamie Kuhn, Director of the Division of Medicaid Services at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, and Kevin Coughlin is a Policy Initiative Advisor in that same division. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.